Thank you and good morning. The Eureka Police Department has issued its latest quarterly crime report, and since the 1st of April, there have been 299 property crimes in the city. That's in addition to the 369 property crimes reported in the first quarter of the year. According to EPD, those numbers are down steeply from the same time period a year ago, when in the second quarter, Eureka Police reported more than 470 property crimes. The report shows that violent crime went up compared to a year ago, with 51 reports including armed robbery, homicide, and assault. Police Chief Andy Mills said in an email, "We are watching the rise in violent crime closely. While it mirrors most other cities in the state, it is still a concern. The fact remains true that if you're engaged in a risky business, your chances of victimization increase greatly. We have hired a crime analyst and are sending her to school to learn the latest techniques in mapping and research in order to leverage technology in crime fighting." The data also shows a sharp increase in calls for service as a direct result of the City of Eureka's new panhandling ordinance and the effort to clear out illegal campsites. Next Monday, Humboldt County begins a pilot program that will track all medical marijuana cultivated, produced, and distributed in the county with the Track and Trace program. The goal is to ensure that any medical cannabis produced in the county meets local and state regulations, and the pilot project comes at no cost to the county. Instead, the private firm, SICPA Product Security, will issue counterfeit-resistant stamps for local growers, tax stamps similar to those used by the state for tobacco control. County Agricultural Commissioner Jeff Dolph said that while the state will be required to create its own track-and-trace program, the local program is tailored specifically to the county and its needs. The track-and-trace program will identify the cannabis by its county of origin and ensure that it meets the regulations under the county's medical marijuana land use ordinance. It's been a very quiet fire season on the North Coast. At this time last year, there were major wildfires burning in northern, eastern, and southern Humboldt County, as well as into Trinity County. Two U.S. Forest Service firefighters had died in a vehicle collision while assigned to the Trinity County blaze, and hundreds of thousands of acres would be consumed by the end of the summer. This year, fire crews from Eureka, Bryceland, Fortuna, and Blue Lake have been dispatched to out-of-area fires, the latest being a large, fast-moving 14,000-acre blaze in Monterey County. Local fire departments across the state provide strike teams as mutual aid for large fire incidents, particularly wildland and forest fires. Rescue divers working with the Curry County, Oregon Sheriff's Office have recovered two of the bodies that went missing when a single-engine plane crashed off the coast of Brookings on the night of July 4th. Rough seas have made the search for the plane and human remains very difficult for the past 3 weeks, and once the official search had been suspended, Curry County Sheriff John Ward brought in a sonar-equipped boat. Wreckage from the plane was found last Thursday, and by the end of the weekend, two bodies had been recovered, although no positive identification has been made. 46-year-old John Belknap was the pilot, and he was lost along with his son Max and family friend Ryan Merker. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Local municipal and county elections can have unintended consequences, and following the June primary, that means by the beginning of the new year, there will be a new North Coast representative on the board of the Coastal Commission, representing Mendocino, Humboldt, and Del Norte counties. That's because Del Norte Supervisor Martha McClure lost her June primary, and it was McClure who was tapped to take over from Bonnie Neely when she lost her supervisor seat in 2010. Supervisor Mark Lovelace said that the field of candidates qualified to serve on the Coastal Commission is limited.
For our district up here, our region, it is Mendocino, Humboldt, and Del Norte County is the North Coast seat. It is a governor's appointment of a local elected official from a city council or a board of supervisors. It's not community service districts or these other things or school boards or any other harbor district. It has to be a city council member or a county supervisor.
As was the case when Neely lost her re-election bid, don't expect a successor to McClure to be named until the end of the year. That ensures that any newly elected officials from the November election can be considered by the governor.
At this point, while everyone's aware that that seat will be coming vacant, there isn't a vacancy until the governor calls for nominations. It's believed that the governor is going to wait until close to the end of the year so that to allow folks who are coming into office. So we'll have to see who the field is at that point.
The Coastal Commission has 12 voting members, 6 public members, and 6 elected officials, along with 3 non-voting members. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.